With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't going to spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
What are you saying, bro?
It's been a minute. Last time
was awful. Yes, my G. Come on, G.
All right, so let's talk about this brand new single, innit, man? So Obviously, it's doing big things right now. I see you're trying to do the TikTok thing, yeah?
Yeah, bro, man, literally, man. You know what I mean? I'm new to the app myself, so roughly, why not, man? Use it as a smart marketing tool, get myself active, innit?
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, you were smart with it because school started for a lot of people who dropped the song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, I was like, from last time we spoke, you've done like big things. Like, you've been very consistent and the numbers and everything around it has been amazing. So, like, how's it been for you this last year? Because it's probably been one of the most exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, bro, definitely still. I mean, obviously, it could have been better and greater because obviously Corona came in the way, but
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For that to still be in the way and still to be doing what I'm doing now, man. And it's obviously, man, just grateful and that, innit? But yeah, man, hard work always pays off.
Trust me.
You know what I mean?
Like, for you with TikTok, because I remember last time we spoke, right? You said that you were shaky with Twitter. You're good with Instagram.
You're shaky
with Twitter. So now, adding TikTok, like, how's that working for you, fam? Because I ain't even got that. I'm not trying to get it still.
Bro, obviously, I don't know how good that is, but obviously, the other day when I dropped the song, it's only been out for like 3 weeks now. So when I dropped the song, it I had 1,000 followers on it. But now I got like nearly 15,000. So you can kind of tell the growth of it, innit? Like of the platform and how I'm using it and that. So yeah, man, I think I'm kind of learning how to work TikTok as well, man.
Listen, you've got dance music like almost every single video these days now. So
literally, like definitely, like obviously since Opfort, I felt like obviously the formula I'm using works, innit? Obviously, as we can tell, it works. But I would say I feel like I've had my time on it now. Like, you know, now it's time to, rather than making bangers, connect with the fans properly, like into a more deeper level and just elevate, you get me?
I hear that. You know what it is, man? Right now you've got like different waves of fans, and you've got the OG fans that were supporting when you were making like this. I wouldn't call this one drill pop, but it's more commercialized like drill music, you know what I'm saying? So now how are you gonna like bridge that gap? Because obviously you're gonna open up and be more like real with the fans. You've got people that are gonna want to be out here whining and TikTok and all that stuff,
and
you've got people that are gonna want to hear the old pounds. So how are you gonna find that balance?
Don't get it twisted. Like, obviously, I would I mix it up, innit? Mix and match, innit? So, obviously, like, my next couple songs and that, I would definitely switch it up a lot. Like, switch it up a lot. And obviously, I've just got my Fire in the Booth coming next week. So, that will introduce, like, who I am personally to the new fans. Because since Opfort, I've gained thousands of fans. You know what I mean? So, they need to know me rather than the bangers now. You know what I mean? Take it just to that bit more personal connection, and then, yeah, man, go from there, man. I feel like even in the bangers that I've been dropping, I've still been keeping it a bit street as well, though. I've still been giving them a bit of, you get what I mean? So I'm not too far gone. So I don't think it will hit them like on a surprising thing of, oh, wow, like he's from here, or he's done it like this, or nah. Mm. It will be accepted nicely, man. Smooth transition, smooth.
Josh, listen, you've got your business mind on, and that's why I like to see Jabid, because. Now, at the moment, are you still working with Disturb in London, or is this better gone back to just you?
I'm still working with them. Still working with them. Due to push out EP as well, innit? So keep your eyes peeled, man. Expect that.
When is that
late
coming?
Late this year or early next year, latest.
Okay. And one thing I've noticed as well is, throughout all the songs, apart from the remix, Opfort remix, Like, you've been pretty, when you drop the initial song, it's always just you by yourself.
Yeah.
So is that another tactic of like just people getting to know you, or are you going to drop songs with features in the next, like,
Yeah. Like, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's not even a proven a point thing, but obviously it just shows how solid I am on my own, isn't it? To be pulling out these numbers by myself, like no features, no link ups, no. Do you get what I mean? But obviously, collabs is now something I'm definitely looking forward to doing. Working with different artists, mixing our sounds together, our different styles, and yeah, man, just creating more good content for the fans and that. Really,
I hear it. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you had the one with Swarms and Dappy. Was it? What was that song called again? I can't remember now.
Freaky.
That's it. Yeah, that came out like what? Three weeks? No, 3 months ago. So
yeah, about 3 months. Yeah, bang on. About 3 months. Yeah.
Mad. I forgot the name, but I remember the month, isn't it? It's mad. But so we got this EP. We've got obviously the song's doing well. Like obviously this year's been put on a halt. So what's one thing that you've been able to get done this year that you just didn't even think you'd be able to do with all this time on your hands?
Getting the video, literally, like I would say getting the videos and everything out, you know, and getting everything done. Like even in terms of like shooting TikTok itself was a big task. Like even the treatment was a headache. Like it was just nuts. Like, man. Yeah, man. So
are you interacting with the whole process, or are you just kind of like
100%, hands on from start to finish?
Okay. Why do you want to do that though? Because obviously some people are very, like some people are very lazy, innit? They'll just be like, let me just show up to the set, do what I got to do, keep it moving.
Definitely. Do you know what it is, yeah? I made myself a fucking for the label. Like, I made me in it. So it's like, these are the things I was dealing with before a label even approached me. So I was always doing my own video treatments. I was always supporting my studio sessions and all these things. So it's just like I was always handling my social media, knowing when to post, understanding what my fans like, what they don't like. So it's just the same thing on a bigger scale. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I still like to be heavily involved in it.
Like obviously with the TikTok video, obviously in the actual video that went out, we see the whole jokes of the Bluetooth messing up. Listen.
Yeah.
Bluetooth, I don't understand. Yeah, Bluetooth's been around for so long and it's still messing up.
I know, man. It's crazy. But obviously, it made the moment, innit? So it's like it made the video what it is, what it is, innit? So yeah, man.
Listen, the wedding people went up for. You've had a few of their moments, which makes
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're just like, organic. Like what will be for you will be in it. Put it that way, because they're not planned and it just randomly happens and it helps my music bang better, innit? So yeah,
can't complain. So obviously, we this project now at the end of the year. Are we going to get another song, or are we just going to kind of like get a remix to this one and then run with it, or what's the plan?
That's what I got to sit down and talk about this week with the team. So we're going to go back to the drawing board, see what we need to do, and then just take it from there.
Can I give you some tips that I think?
Got you, bro.
All right. I'm thinking, don't do a remix for TikTok.
That's that's what I'm saying. Like I said as well, yeah, we ain't even had a conversation about that, or not even a text has popped up about that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
man. Just keep it rolling.
I think with that song, what can someone else offer? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because obviously the message is the chorus, and obviously man's in West by Drip, all that stuff. That's the verses and stuff. You could change that, but then there's no point of changing it. But if you get a remix done, you're going to take away from the message. Whereas if you say drop December, I say drop a tune in November, innit? And just let this one ride out. Because obviously there's no clubs and stuff, so I can't be DJing anywhere, but it's a lockup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people are going to still use the tune. And I still think there's like another level that it could reach if you just let it ride a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
1,000%. 1,000%. Yeah. Like, it's growing every day. It's growing every day.
But yeah, man, sit down with the team, yeah, and just work it out and see what happens, innit?
Yeah, definitely, bro. Love for that advice, man.
No worries, man. But before we cut, what do you want to say to all the people that have been on this journey with you from day and also from the last year since we last spoke as well?
Literally, man, I appreciate everyone that's been on the journey. Like, you know what I mean? I can't show my love to everyone, innit? But obviously, like, we try to reciprocate it where it can be. But yeah, man, definitely though. Like, I wouldn't be, like, obviously I've got the talent. I'm the man with the talent, but I wouldn't be who I am without the fans, innit? And the supporters. So yeah, man, one love to everybody, man. Like, we're one at the end of the day, innit? We're a whole team, innit? That, you get me? So yeah, man, appreciate it, man.
No worries, man. And also, I saw the questioner of life, that, you know, the comments thing on Noisy. That was yeah. funny. That was so funny, bro. Like, the comment section, some of them be chatting so much nonsense, you know.
Word, my bro. Literally. Bro. It's mad. You know, even to this day now, do you know what's changed about me as well? I don't even look at comments, you know.
Well, you have you looking at comments before?
Yeah, I always look at comments, but obviously, like, it's like 98% good, 2% bad, so I could always bear my comments. Like, sometimes I'll even have a laugh at them as well, but
yeah,
now it's just got to the point where I just crack on, man. I don't look at comments on my Insta, nothing. I just keep it moving.
That's how you know you become big time, but you could just post your thing, keep it moving, have a look at the comments. You know you're certain, you're ready. Listen, Pounds, pleasure, man. Enjoy chatting to you today.
Love, bro.
I'll catch you.
Man. Thank you.
No worries, man. I'll catch you on the next one, innit?
All right, I appreciate it for bringing me on, yeah. Thank you very much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.